You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City on the line to tell us about the weather forecast and what it looks like for our part of the world, the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start right here in the Illinois, Indiana area. We have had quite a bit of rain over the last several days, and it looks like there might be some related rainfall that would be coming in again as these storms just keep coming up out of the west.
Well, it does look as though we will be seeing some more wet weather, but we're actually going to take a break. After about 2 days here, we're going to have some snow showers are going to be fairly common across the Midwest. And as we go forward through this period, we'll probably see some light accumulations taking place in quite a few areas. The Great Lakes region will be by far most favored, but we'll probably see a little bit of snow accumulate in other locations. But we're talking about a dusting to a couple of inches for the most part. There'll be a few areas in the Great Lakes region that we'll see more than just a couple of inches, maybe several inches will accumulate over the next 2 days. But after the system passes, we'll go through a period of calmer weather, and we'll only have some minor weather disturbances passing across the Midwest. They will still bring a little bit of light precipitation periodically, but nothing like the large-scale storms that we've seen this week, this past week. And we will be waiting for about 10 days, and then I think we'll see the pattern shift again. We'll go back to a more active one, and that's when you'll see that rain and snow occurring more frequently across the Midwest once again.
And then if you look to other parts of the world, what do you see for growing regions, for instance, in South America?
Well, I think probably the big interest right now in South America is whether or not we're going to have so much rain in Brazil that we're going to have delays in harvesting. Well, so far, we've had quite a bit of moisture, and yet the harvest pace continues to be reported as being ahead of schedule. And with the exception of a couple of states, Sao Paulo and Goiás have been lagging behind the normal pace for a little bit. But nothing too dramatic going on. If we're looking for support for our commodity prices here in this country, it's not going to come from Brazil. I'm just about sure of that. The weather over the next 10 days to 2 weeks will be perfectly mixed with rain and sunshine, and the late crop will continue developing in a very favorable manner. And while the crop is being harvested, it should be able to advance around the showers. In Argentina, you know, we're still trying to recover from the dry period that occurred in January and early February, and some of the country got dry enough. Of course, we lost some pretty significant yields in some of the early corn crop and a few other crops. The weather pattern has been trying desperately to shift back into a more normal weather mode, and I think we're probably seeing that happen in many areas, but the southwest corner of Argentina's crop country is still quite dry. They have a chance for rain Friday night and Saturday coming up. It'll be an opportunity to fix a little bit of that moisture deficit issue, but they need more rain than this, and there's not a lot in the pipeline. So a small portion of Argentina will continue struggling for moisture while the rest of the country sees improvement.
And a very quick note on China as they get ready to move into their 2013 growing season.
Everything looks just fine at the moment. There's plenty of moisture around in all of the major agricultural areas. The winter wheat and rapeseed crops went into the ground, established well, and have had some very well-timed precipitation this winter. The temperatures need to warm up. That's all that they need, though. Once it gets warm enough, the crops will take off without a hitch, and they'll probably continue developing favorably for a while.
Drew, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. Joined us on a Wednesday afternoon on the Closing Market Report. Thanks for being along. I'm Todd Gleason. You have a great day.